Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's Doug Karsh, one half of the Michigan radio booth. Big game on Saturday. John, you guys will be taking it all in. Noon kick, Texas, Michigan. I have a true or false question for you.
Oh, okay.
True or false? This game decides whether Michigan gets in the playoffs.
False. I mean, it will be a data point, but if they lose this one, it doesn't mean they're eliminated from playoff contention. That's the difference this year, and we kind of thought that about Florida State against Georgia Tech. Does it eliminate them? No, but Boston College did. And so it doesn't eliminate them. It sure would be a nice feather in the cap as the playoff committee, you know, gathers in early November to say, you know, look back, wow, that was a good win. But it does shrink your margin for error, especially now that we've seen maybe USC is a little better than we thought. Oregon was that team, as well as Ohio State, where you're like, okay, well, can they get in with a 3-loss season? Well, maybe they can, and maybe they can, because the win over USC, if that happens, would be enough to boost them if there's a whole bunch of 3-loss teams. But it sure would be nice to win, but it doesn't eliminate them.
No, it's not an eliminator game, but I think these are the type of games where you decide, how do you measure up with the best of the best? And a loss would kind of be proof positive that you're not on that level.
Well,
and that would cast doubt as to whether or not this team would make the playoff.
But there's also good losses, bad losses, and every loss. Okay, we're talking about this in regards to making the college football playoffs. There are no good losses.
I was going to say,
but if you lose this game, 33-31. And Texas hits a field goal at the end of the game to win it is much different than if it's 45-14 and Michigan was never in it. There's a completely different feel after the game in those two scenarios.
What does the game come down to? Because that's the second part. How does Michigan win this game? Because they're a touchdown dog, more than a touchdown dog.
I guess we do have, 2 hours and 20 minutes? So we could start this now. I could go into this for a long time.
You got a lot to say.
The easy answer is they find some rhythm and some guys grow up. And was last week the first experience? They've looked better in practice, and that was the first. The lights are bright. They had a few moments, and whether it was one guy on a play offensively or two, you've got to have those 11. Sharon told us about that. We kind of basic football 101. Do those guys finally get comfortable in that environment? Because not only are you going to be in the big house again, it's not Fresno, it's Texas. Everybody is coming from Texas, around the country, because this is, it's the Greg Palm game of the week. That's why they're coming.
Yep.
But this is the biggest show. This is the biggest game of the weekend.
Yeah. How they win this game, to me, I mean, it's going to have to be the cliches, but they're even more important in a game like this. Turnovers, red zone. I think those are two areas, because Michigan is an underdog, and I believe deservedly so, an underdog at home. So how do you steal a game that you're, quote, not supposed to win? You end up plus one or plus one in the turnovers. They kick a field goal where you score a touchdown. Like, the four-point swings add up over the course of a game, stealing possessions and stealing points, because, like it or not, I know Michigan's the reigning national champions. It's a new season, and they are rightfully underdogs against a superior Texas squad. Even though the game's in Ann Arbor, they're going to have to steal this one.
Time of possession.
Sure.
You've got to be able to run the ball, convert third downs, and string those together. But they also need to end up in six, not just three. Now, you can settle for three a couple of times, but you've got to be able to get in the end zone. So time of possession. Field position will be, I think, as big as time of possession in this. If Tommy Doman can do the coffin corner kick, right, and pin Texas inside the 5 yard, inside the 10 yard line, make them go 90, make them put together a 16, 17 play drive, nothing big. So eliminate the big plays, win time of possession. Like, we're talking about all of the basics of football, and that's really what this game comes down to. Who can execute the basics the best? If Quinn Ewers goes Oklahoma on Texas, then yeah, Michigan has an opportunity, because they were able to drive the ball 80, 90 yards against Oklahoma, but they got inside the 10 and he would turn the ball over.
Two picks in that game, I think, for people to maybe not remember. Yeah, a couple picks for Quinn Ewers in that big spot.
And
Red
he threw
River.
An interception, and it was, he kind of has those bonehead moments where you're like, wow, 95% of the time, this is clearly the best quarterback in the country in college football. And then those other 5%, you're like, what the hell was he doing? Like, those moments do happen. Now, if he eliminates those, just that in itself makes it very hard for Michigan to win this game.
248-539-9797. How do you guys view this? I said I do think this is a make-or-break playoff game on both sides. If you remember when we did our brackets, our playoff predictions, I had Texas in, you had Texas out. You had Michigan in, I had Michigan out.
Yeah.
Like, I know no one will be eliminated today because of the 12-team playoff. But you get credit when you win, and you do get blamed if you lose.
Sure.
And a loss here, to me, would cement either Michigan is not ready for this yet, the transition from the previous regime to today.
I don't think it cements that. It makes it harder.
Cements that they're not there yet.
Correct.
Yes.
But they could still be there this year.
Well, there are more games to be played.
Yes.
But I think it would be an early tone setter that says, you're probably losing this game because you aren't dominant running the ball, right? You probably lose this game because your quarterback situation isn't good enough. You probably lose this game because your defense, as good as it is, wasn't great when it needed to be. These would be huge doubt cast. This would be a lot of doubt cast upon the season for Michigan. And I could say the same about Texas, by the way. If they lose this game as a touchdown favorite, they got to go through a gauntlet in the SEC. They're going to lose another game, probably against Georgia, and maybe another game beyond that. They would be sweating it out. If you lose this game, you really put yourself in a spot where you're not mathematically eliminated, but it can be the decider for whether you get in or not. It's not too early to say that.
Okay, yeah. If you're taking into context and making up what happens the rest of the season,
Sure.
If they lose two more games and they lose this one, then yeah, does it decide? Sure. But is this the deciding factor? Is a loss against Oregon or against Ohio State, is that the deciding factor? It's a cumulative effect.
Yes.
But the way the question is worded is, right now, this game will decide Michigan's playoff fate. And I think you got to say false right now, simply because it's week two in a season where you're going to have 12 teams get into the playoffs, because they could run the table after this. They could learn a lot about themselves, make some adjustments, and run the table. They could also, it could also send them in the tank.
The other key note is it's not a conference game. Meaning you could lose a lot of non-con games. Yeah. But if you win every single game in conference, or the majority, you lose one loss in conference, you'll play for your conference right. title. And if you're in the conference title game and you win, you will make the college football playoff. I just mean Michigan's not viewed as the favorite to win the Big Ten. Texas is not viewed as the favorite to win the SEC. You need these. You need these games for resume mm-hmm. builders.
There's no question you need them.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
248-539-9797. Tom?
I think red zone defense is going to be huge in this, and that's how Michigan has beaten top teams the last few years.
Teams that have been heavily favored.
Yes. That's really the recipe for Ohio State. If this defense is as advertised, I think they should keep this game very close. So that's where I'm puzzled by John taking Texas and the points. That's a head scratcher to me. Who do you Jim, I want to ask you, who do you think's better, Oregon or Texas?
I think Texas is better.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a chance to beat Oregon, a better chance to beat Oregon in your mind.
Sure. Yeah.
So then that's why it's false for now.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come in here and put up 30 some points and Michigan puts
can't do anything offensively, yeah.
That'll be the red flag. It's how they lose, I think, if they lose.
We're talking about Saturday, Michigan and Texas. And a question of, obviously, what's at stake with this matchup and what decides this matchup. John, you can't say that they're eliminated if they lose this game, but I do think it would push you into one camp or the other. They are a playoff team or they are not a playoff team early in the season. If they were to beat Texas as a touchdown underdog, it likely says that they got it right enough on offense. The defense is maybe as good as they were last year. It would make you feel like you got a playoff team in Ann Arbor if they beat Texas. If they lose, it's likely because your quarterback room isn't good enough. Your defense wasn't good enough. You didn't dominate the line of scrimmage as they have in years past. It would cast doubt as to whether or not you will be in that 12-team playoff.
And because Sherrone Moore is now the official head coach, you start building a resume. Was he able to beat Penn State as a favorite? Yes. Mm-hmm. Was he able to beat Maryland? Was he able to beat Ohio State as a favorite?
Yep.
Yes. This would be the first time that he was able to win a game as an underdog.
And as of right now, Michigan will be underdogs in three games this season. You're going to have to win one of them if you want to get to 10-2 and feel comfortable that you're a playoff team. This is the first of several huge games on the schedule for Michigan.
Yeah.
As to what it comes down to, you know, it gets the cliche, but it's, I said red zone and I said turnovers. If Michigan, if they're sloppy with the football, I mean, it could get ugly. Same thing. If they can force a couple Texas turnovers, they give their offense a short field like they did against Fresno early, got a quick score, and now Michigan can play with a lead. And I think they're a team built to play with a lead in terms of run game and pressure up front.
And it also put pressure on the other team. Pressure. I mean, Texas is coming in knowing they're a 7.5-point favorite, knowing what they did against Colorado State versus what Michigan did against Fresno State. And the matchup that I can't wait to see, I am so excited to see, is Michigan's defensive line versus Texas' offensive line.
Thanks, Tony.
That's not the matchup I want to see at all. But it is.
Thank God that's not televised.
It's Derek Moore. It's Mason Graham. It's Kenneth Grant and Josiah Stewart.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be a dominant defense, you're going to face other quarterbacks that are good quarterbacks. Dylan Gabriel, 41-49 in his first game. Now, you could say, well, he wasn't challenged much, but he's a good quarterback. And if you make it to the playoffs, you're going to face other really good quarterbacks. How do you defeat a good quarterback? Well, you pressure them, and you make it difficult to throw the ball downfield. So if you could pressure with four, because there's, correct me if I'm wrong, five offensive linemen.
Yes, John.
And there's four defensive linemen. The math says someone is going to be singled up. It's not always going to be Mason Graham. It's not always going to be Kenneth Grant. And yes, I would anticipate they'll add a tight end, but when you add a tight end, you take a receiver away. When you add a running back in, you take a receiver away. So at any given time, you could have a couple of double teams up front. If that's the case, whoever is singled up on those chances, you have to win that matchup. If Mason Graham comes off the ball and he realizes I'm one-on-one with this guard, you have to win. Same with Kenneth Grant. Same with Derek Moore. I mean, you go right across the board because that allows them to drop seven into coverage. And every once in a while, I do expect that they're going to bring five, maybe six, maybe bring Zeke Berry off the corner like we saw him do last year with Mikey Samra still, or it's Jayshon Barham, you know, from the linebacker position. Like, they're going to add some of those in. You've got to win one-on-one matchups.
Michigan's D-line gets a lot of love here. And by the way, rightfully so.
Yeah, good players.
Texas O-line, four starters back, Banks the left tackle's an NFL guy. The group has over 140 games that they've appeared in, more than 100 starts with the five guys up front for Texas. This is a veteran team. They've seen stunts, they've seen twists, they've seen blitzes, they've identified them. This is, I don't want to say a great O-line all across, but it's a really good offensive line that's played with one another, seen a lot of action. That's the matchup that I think is, like, if you want to geek out,
oh yeah,
such a big deal. And if Michigan's bringing blitzes, it's going to test not just that offensive line, but blitz pickup, Ewers' ability to get the ball out. But it all starts with the five up front for Texas against the four for Michigan.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to line Jayshon Barham up over the nose, and again, try and create one-on-one matchups. That happens. Center can't help either guard. You're not going to get help from your tackle because you've got edge rushers. Now, all of a sudden, you have created a situation where you're one-on-one across the board. And you've got to win some of those matchups. You're not going to win all of them. They're good players, too. And you mentioned all the stars. I mean, when we talked about Jalen Carter coming out of the draft, what was one of the things that we had mentioned about him is the ability to win one-on-one matchups, the ability to win against double teams. You want to be talked about as a top 10 pick, as a top 5 pick? Here's your opportunity. Go out and do it.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter has their recipe for victory, John. I want to give you all their ingredients, and you tell me if you agree, all right? Pathway to victory. Don't rush more than five too often. Let the front four plus Barham eat. Ingredient number two. Mullings for 25 or more carries. That would be part of a winning game plan for Michigan. Presumably, you'd be in a close game or with the lead if he's getting 25 carries. Loveland, 10 catches. I mean, teams are going to try to take him away. He's a great player. 10 catches feels ambitious.
Yeah, but I mean, when you listen to, it is ambitious.
Yeah.
You listen to Will Johnson, and he talked about it. We tried to take him away all you know, fall camp, and it was hard to do. Defenses are certainly going to try and do that, but if you're if you're using all your resources to stop Colston Loveland, it's the same thing. If you double Mason Graham, somebody else has to make a play.
Well, but the
if you double up on Colston Loveland or you triple up on him with the safety over the top, all right, now is your opportunity to create an opportunity for Donovan Edwards in the pass game. It's an opportunity for Fred Moore, Samaj Morgan, all these guys to step up and make plays.
Right. When you double on the D-line, I think the D-line's more proven. Like, there are better, like, the receiver room's not proven. So, yeah, it opens up for guys who otherwise don't have the same level threat level as Josiah Stewart does or the other guys up front on the Michigan defensive line. Anyway, just to finish their recipe, Orji gets 10 carries or more. Receivers Morris or Morgan need to have a big game. Just one of them at least needs to have a big game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure, in totality, that's a ton of running. That's your best offensive player being featured. That's not having to blitz. Like, yeah, all those things to me are part of a winning formula.
But I also go back to, I mean, when Michigan was going into the Rose Bowl against Alabama, a lot of people were not picking them to win. And even though they were the higher ranked team, but there was a rhythm to the offense. But that was being called at that time by Sherrone Moore. Now, Kirk Campbell was a part of putting that game plan together, but he wasn't the one calling the game. How much of it is Sherrone Moore last year, not just the offensive line, not just the weapons and the quarterback, but simply the play calls?
Texter says, Costa, this is the second game of the year. Teams have hiccups early. You're putting too much stock into this. John is correct. It's only week two. John is factually correct that it is week two. To me, there are certain swing games on the schedule, and they are played at any time in the season.
Right, but the luxury Michigan has, as does Texas,
is overcoming that.
More swing games.
Sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.